Begin the Quran Daf Misach the Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin with Tezer Masik. It begins with the Gemara. Kashativcha b'Mara like he commanded you by Mara. Tezer can explain. Where do we see over here that that refers to Mara? And Tezer asks on that regarding the sugya. And the Gemara said on the pasuk Shemesh Meshabes the Kachar Kashativcha Hashem Lekecha, which was said by the Dibur Sachreinus and Sefer Devarim, that he says Kashativcha is like he commanded you in Mara. And that's the taste of a dim. If you're going to say, how do we know that in Mora, which one of the destinations Jewish people made in the Midbar, that before Hasina they were commanded on the mitzvah of Shabbos, maybe as you were commanded means the parsha's man, the parsha of the man, with the Ashkechon Dini Shabbos submission, we find regarding the parsha of the man, regarding the man that coming down from Shemayim, it also references Shabbos over there. Like it says over in the Pasuk, Ashadibar Hashem Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh Lashem Mocher, it says, that which should be baked, before Shabbos, that's what's the Malach on Shabbos. I don't know, it refers to Mar. And that's what Tzitz, what you could say is, Mishem de Bekibir, Abba, Eim Namik Siv Kashat Sivcha, regarding another mitzvah in the Dibur Sachreinus, the Siddur also says, by Kibir Abba, Eim, like Hashem commanded you, Mistama, Kihecha, the High Kashat Sivcha, Bemara, Hachinami High, just like that of the Kibir Abba, Eim. We know that refers to Mara, because we find no other place that mentions it besides by Mara. So too, here also in Siskashat Tzivcha, it also would refer to Mar. And Mechimuchim Perigdal, Mises, so it's obvious in the Gemara Tzanedin of Nevomim Beis, did Mamos of Rabbi Yehuda Tavai, that the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda was on both Shabbos and Kibbut Abba'im, that both of them were earlier commanded to you by Mar. But then Taisa says, Ben Taim, if you're going to say, Bekimim de Mar, if Kedah Shabbos, if already by Mar, the Jews were commanded regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos, Hechem, in the Perikol Kesav, how does the Gemara say later on, Yitkov Yitkhes of a base? Il Mali Shom Yisol Shabbos Rishon, had the Jewish people kept the first Shabbos after it was commanded? Lishalt Ben Um Balash, and no nation, no tongue would ever have any government over the Jewish people. Shom like says in the Pasig, Mehiba Yem HaShvi, was on the seventh day, Yotzim Nam Lukad Vagayman. On Shabbos, the first Shabbos, Jewish people desecrated Shabbos, and they went to gather the month. Except Asher, once he after that, Vayom HaMalik HaMalik came, and that was because they didn't keep Shabbos. On that, as Taisa, my car, Lahai Shabbos Rishayna. Why are they calling that first Shabbos as the first Shabbos? Keeping the Mimara in the Tzavah. You tell me earlier, before Mount Torah, the Jews already commanded on the mitzvah of Shabbos in Mara. V'olahosa Shabbos Rishayna. Therefore, the first Shabbos after Sinai was not the first Shabbos of Shabbos. Because the Mikarg Seva Yisim Eilim Yibayi Vagayim. It says earlier that they came from Eilim and they went to Mara, and then Yibayi Vagayim, etc. And then they went other places. Remim Mesamach and Nigma says later on, the Isa Yim Shabbos. That day was Shabbos. So when they traveled from Elim on Shabbos, that was before the story that they went out to gather the man. So it comes out that the first Shabbos was before that story. So why are you saying that it was on the first Shabbos that they desecrated? Additionally, they asked, it sounds like there was two Shabboses before that Shabbos. You have the Rishonim Kishnasim Elim, the first Shabbos when they traveled from Elim, that was Mara on Shabbos. Ah, it's the Shabbos during the month, and then the second Shabbos when the month came down for the first time. Look, seven. This is in the pasuk. Hiba Yemashishi. Then the sixth day of the month coming down. Look to Lechemishlam Begaimer. They got a double portion. Beinichi Oisar Abayker Begaimer left until the next morning, which that was one of the things they did wrong. Beimemishlam Chlo Ayem Begaimer Mishlam says eat it today. Sheishi Shem Tukatu Begaimer. 6 days you gathered. Beimem Yemashriyatim and Amluker Begaimer. They went. They desecrated and collected the month on Shabbos. Mashmat sounds like Shabbos Shabbos Licha Shachamara. He fetched the third Shabbos after Mara. Then it's difficult to understand how it was the first Shabbos that they didn't keep when it's really the third Shabbos, and why are we calling that one Shabbos Rishon? Tosfos does not answer that question. Next, Tosfos Demaster begins towards the Gemara. Remember, this says Kashrut Tzivcha B'Mara, which Tosfos can explain that you can't say Kashrut Tzivcha means by the first Dibris, because this is by an Aris Ma'iv and Sefer Devarim, the Dibris Hachreinus Moshe is referencing. So now he says Hai Kra B'Mishnah Tariksim. This pasuk is in Mishnah Tariksim. The Taisa says, "V'lekel mimet, don't say kashat tzivcha." That's referring to b'matan Torah, and not earlier in Mara. No, Shari Moshe lohi masape el alaseda. He was going through all the things that was commanded in order. Ubekulik tziv kashat tzivcha. By all of them, it doesn't say like you commanded. Everything should say kashat tzivcha if you're referencing back to Har Sinai. No, only this one, because it's not to my Har Sinai. It's talking about what was done at Har Sinai, and at Har Sinai you told kashat tzivcha, which was even before Har Sinai, which refers to Mara. Taisa says the master begins words of the Gemara. Tchumen lo ifken. That, but regarding the boundaries of where you can walk on Shabbat, that they were not commanded. Just to explain, don't prove that both opinions hold like Rabbi Kiva. Atum is their Raisha, because Rabbi Machleik is regarding them when they came to Midbar Sinai, was it the same day that they left or not? Was it the same day, which is on Sunday, or was it the different day that they left on Shabbos and they came on Sunday, which is that they traveled on Shabbos out of the Tchum? That's the machlekes, if they were commanded in Mora, although were commanded regarding Shabbos, was those regarding Tchum or not? But one thing says, Taisis, Ein Tzarch Lemid Asker B'Kibi. You don't have to say that this opinion of Rechab Yaakov that holds that he would commanded a Mora also a Tchum, that he holds a Gibi Kiva. The Amar Tchum the Reis, who he holds that that's the biblical halacha, which was all he had done was biblical of Tchum. Because the Mashmal Kul Amik actually says, this actually sounds like according to everyone, even the other opinion, at least in Besinu L'Chalapokas, at least by Sinai Ifkar HaTchumen, that they were commanded on Tchumen, and that it's their Reis. Only question is, even beforehand, says, no, the Lav Davka Nuk HaTchumen doesn't really mean specifically that of Tchumen. The Kulam rather means to say Haitzah, which is carrying a Rosh Hashanah, which according to everyone, that's one Lamech says Malachas, Shahi Malichan Iman Kal HaShalem, because not only that they were walked out of the boundaries, they also carried whatever they had with them. And one opinion holds that they did not have the tziva of haitza in Mara. The other one says that they were commanded and before, not necessarily like Rabbi Kiva. Now, that's what it says. What do you mean? Although by the parasha of the month, it says no one should leave their place. The end of the first parasha in Erevin, although it refers to not leaving your place, but the Gemara learns it out over there. It's actually referring to haitza, not taking an object out of its place. So we see that, according to everyone, they were commanded on Haitzah, how could Rav Yaakov say they weren't commanded on Haitzah only by Sinai, when you see that they did have Haitzah, as we find by the Parsha of the Mon? That says, Taisa, what you could say is that Acha Mount Tur in them. Actually, no, it's only told to them after Mount Tur. Acha Shanas the Mishkan, after the Mishkan was made. Like we find that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to leave a flask of the Mon in front of the Aron, which that was only after the Mishkan was made. It's only because it has applications to the topic of the Mon, because that's why it's written over there. But really, it was not from the Mon, which started before the Torah was given. It's just mentioned over there. And so it says, so according to the one that says that they were commanded on the Isra'it by Mara, although it was said by Mara, but still, again, it's written over there in the Parsha of the Mon. It appears like we said, because since it's applicable to the Parsha of the Mon, if it says over there, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's when it was commanded. And that day, Chamish B'Shabbos Hayachulu, that was a Thursday. Shazkam explained the reason of the famous source of that we call the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol. That is, the Gemara brings that the Nisan that the Jewish people went out of Mitzrayim, the 14th they shechted the Pesach, and on the 15th they left, and the evening of before was Makas Bukharis. Now, the day they left, says the Braisa, was on the Thursday. Says Taisim Kain, if that's the case, so wait, the calculation comes out. Brevi, so the day before was on a Wednesday. Shachta B'Sem, that's when they slaughtered the Karm Pesach. Nemesis, it comes out B'Shabbos Shabbos, the previous Shabbos. Lokal B'Shein is when they bought their Karm Pesach and tied it to the bedpost. Shaz Hoyba Asla Chaydish, because that was the 10th of the month that they had to do that year when they were in Mitzrayim, which was 4 days before. And if Thursday was when they left and Wednesday is when they slaughtered, so 4 days before is in Shabbos. So it says, Valkain, Kari, nice, Shabbos, go. That's what we call the Shabbos before Pesach, the great Shabbos. The Fishanasa, but Neskadla, because the day that they went and they tied it to the bed, which was on the 10th of the month, which was on the Shabbos, that's when the great miracle happened. I mean, imagine like the Medrash brings in Shemais Rabba. Because Allah called Peschei and Baisa Shabbos, when they took their Karm Pesach on that Shabbos, Neskabtsu, Bechayrus, Umasa'il, Mitzvah, so the first ones of the nations of the world came to the Jewish people and they gathered on them. Vashalom, Lama, Hoysenkach. They're asking, why are you doing this? Why are you taking the sheep and tying it to your bed? He said to them, Zevach Pesach Lashem, there's a slaughtering of a Pesach for Hashem. Shehark B'chayr Mitzrayim, there's going to kill the firstborn of the Egyptians' firstborn, which is going to be Makas B'chayris, which is going to be that coming Wednesday night. So so they went to the fathers, they went to Paris, Levakish Men, that they should send away the Jewish people, that they shouldn't get killed. But they also didn't want to. But us to B'chayris Melchama, and the firstborns then made a civil war. B'hargu Mehen Arbe killed many of the Egyptians. Ah, how did the Hadith say? This is what we say. Tehillim, Lamakim Mitzrayim Bivchayreim, to smite the Egyptians, not Livchayreim, but Bivchayreim through their firstborns, because the firstborns actually killed them. And that was the great miracle that happened on that Shabbos, and therefore we call every Shabbos before Pesach the Shabbos Hagadol. Kitanek says the Masoch, that's when the words of the Gemara, Uksivan says in the Pasuk, Sheshash Yom Ketel Kaduah, 6 days you should gather. Tesis explains the proof that that day that they came to Midbar Sin was on Shabbos. In one of the Gemara's discussions, he wants to bring a ride to Rabbi Yasi that holds Rosh Chodesh Tevan was on a Sunday. How do we know this? He says that they came from Elam and they came on the 15th day of the second month. That's the day they came to Midbar Sin and they complained about the month. Now, that day was a Shabbos.
Because Moshe Rabbeinu responded, he says, on the next morning you're going to see the honor of Hashem, which is the next day the moon's going to come down. And it says that for 6 days they gather and the seventh day not. Obviously, that means it started on a Sunday. It means the day before was on a Shabbos. Now, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Since the 15th of Iyar was on a Shabbos, so we know Rosh Chodesh Tevet was on a Sunday, which is like a Yesi. But Tesis says, Tema, it's a wonder. That they came to Midbasin was on a Shabbos and they complained about the mon. This pasuk is actually a pasuk that's saying after it fell for a week. When the leaders of the assembly said to Moshe Beinu that they gathered double their portion on Friday, the assembly says in the pasuk, but Yemi Moshe says, oh, don't worry, chlu ayem begaimer. Eat it today means to say it's not going to come down the next day because Sheishas Yom Tzukatu, you only gather for 6 days, and the Haman Kvar Yared Miyam Rishon Shavuot, the month already started from the previous Sunday. So they were just asking, why is Friday different? But how could you prove from here that conversation that was on a Shabbos to say they came on a Shabbos? Because the Avag of the Lein Nemarachagag was, you're right. Although this was only said till the next week on Friday, but it's still obvious that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell them. He was telling them, I should have told you, Masha Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what Hakadosh Baruch Hu told me, because Nasan Saman, that he's going to give them on Shabbat to Kedusha Shem, that you're going to gather for 6 days, and that means to say, Vim Kain Echad B'Shabbos, that means to say that. That started on the Sunday, and therefore that means to say that the day before, when they came, and they were, the Jews were complaining, that obviously was on the Shabbos, and that's the day that they came, and therefore we see that the day they came to Midbar Sin was on the Shabbos. Although he only said it later, but that's what he's saying, that I should have told you, which was, they came on a Shabbos. Kinnik says, the master begins the words of the Gemara, Esa Taras Natal Esayim, that day took 10 crowns. So he's going to explain, well, why isn't there another one, 11th one? It was also the first about the Mishkan being erected. So that says Tesis, no. This is why we don't count the first of the erection of the Mishkan. Because the Medrash tells them, that actually all the 7 days of the Meluim, which was the 7 days before the Shemini Meluim, which was the last 7 days of the previous month, Moshe was actually putting it up and taking it down, putting it up and taking it down. Never, this wasn't the first day it was erected. That's one interpretation. Inami, or another interpretation, it's actually a coming to say on that, yes, of course it was the first day the Mishkan was erected. But on that is what we're saying, meaning, this is what we're saying in the Gemara. That day, which was the erection of the Mishkan, that's the concept we're talking about. That day, that took another 10 crowns. Yeah, of course it was the first of this, but that we're saying something had 10 crowns on it. That something is the day of the Kamas of Mishkan. Kinnik says, and that's again the words of the Gemara, Rishon Achilas Kadshim, was the first that they ate the Kadshim. So on that taste it brings the Betres Kayanim, Bim Kayim in the place of Achilas Kadshim as one of the 10 of eating Kadshim, Tani, the Baisa teacher, Shchidas Mitzav, and that was the first time that they had to slaughter in the northern part of Bazar, which was the halacha of the Kadshim, to go ahead and have certain Kadshim slaughtered in the northern part of Bazar. Kinnik says, the Master again the words of the Gemara, Lurabanan, Cheschasein Abir, according to Rabbanan, that year, there were 8 deficient months. Tzemes comes to explain that actually you didn't have to say this according to Rabban. There's a Gemara asked, this that we learned in the Braisa, both of them is difficult. We learned that, as we said, that the day the Mishkan was erected was the first day in Nisan. It was also a Sunday. So it comes out that Rosh Chodesh of that year was on a Sunday. So that means to say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the previous year, because this was the second year, it must have been on a Wednesday, because we said the gap is only going to be 4 days, or in the Ibra year, 5 days. So since Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Wednesday, so Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, and if that's the case, Rosh Chodesh even is on a Shabbos. So both according to Rabbi Yisi, who says it's on the Kodesh Rabbanu, say it's a Monday. So I think my answer is according to Rabbi Yisi, that year, instead of making 6 deficient months, meaning 29 days, they actually made 7. And therefore, it's 1 day later. Kodesh Rabbanu, actually, they made 8 chaser. So therefore, although Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Friday, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar was then on a Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Shivan's on a Monday. However, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, the Lebet Tzarech Loima Ches Chasein Avod. According to Rabban, he actually didn't have to say that they made 8 deficient months. El Azayim Chasein. It's only 7 deficient months. Wait a second. But it has to be 1 day later. Because V'ir Dehi Shata Aburi Ibru Gedam Alel. Really explained previously that the Ibrayar of that year of the meaning of the era of that year was a full month. So that extra day is pushing it already to Monday. Ella, so then why do we say according to me you have to have 8 deficient months? Ella Mishom, the Rabbi Yesi Itzchach Lemim, the Shivach HaSein Oven. Like you said, according to me, you have to say that they would make 7 deficient months. The Tanya Lel, like we learned in the Brayso Yisayim, Hei B'Shabbos Hayim, that day that they left Egypt was on a Thursday. So that comes out, Rosh Chodesh Iyar was lacking. So according to me, you have to say this is 7th Chaserin. So knock it down, the Rabbanon Shemayin, according to Rabbanon, we also say that they made 8 deficient months, even though really according to Rabbanon, the Chodesh Iyar of that year was actually a Mali.